This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Best-selling author Taylor Brown has received a lot of attention for his work over the last few years. In 2016, he published a collection of short stories called In the Season of Blood and Gold, which received high praise and was a finalist for an International Book Award Short Story Prize. His first novel, Fallen Land, received starred reviews from Kirkus, Booklist, and the Library Journal. I spoke with Taylor about his second and latest unreleased novel, The River of Kings. This book has already received glowing praise from established authors. I wondered what it felt like for Taylor to receive such accolades from his peers.
It kind of feels like they're talking about someone else. And I think part of that comes from the fact that, you know, when a book goes really well, it kind of feels like it writes itself, and you feel a little bit of a distance from it in that sense. I think that that creates this strange thing where when they're talking about it, it doesn't seem as if they're talking about me. They're talking about, you know, someone else who wrote this book.
Do you feel that you're channeling the stories?
Yeah, not to get too new age or something like that, but and it's something I almost don't like talking about too much simply because I feel like you can talk about things too much and make them go away. But there's certainly something to that, absolutely.
The River of Kings follows two timelines in opposite directions up and down the river. One is from the past, involving the 16th century artist Jacques Lemoyne, the first European artist in North America, traveling with a French expedition. The other is a contemporary story about two brothers and their father. Their father supposedly dies from a sturgeon strike. The authorities say he was hit in his boat by one of these large, heavy armored fish. Here's an excerpt read by Taylor. This is the point when the two brothers are presented with their father's dead body.
Hunter was at the ramp when the sheriffs brought him in. They let him unzip the bag. The old man was shirtless, his skin white as something from a horror film. Hunter hadn't realized how much age and time had damaged the old man's tattoos, muddled them. They covered him like old bruises. There was the river assault tattoo from his time in the Brown Water Navy, a devil's head with downturned trident, mark of the Delta Devils, terrors of the Mekong. The insignia lay bleary now upon his shoulder, made as if by a bully's fist. On his left chest, the inscription Sat Kong, death to communists, tattooed as tribute to the Biet Hai Sea Commandos who wore it there, a death sentence if they were captured. There were the swooping swallows, one on each shoulder, to carry him to heaven if he died at sea, and the North Star to help him find his way home, its points dulled over his heart. All these signs and wonders inked upon his skin, symbols of power and luck, and a new one among them they couldn't stop. Square in his chest was a depression, a sunken wound the size of a man's fist, the color of storm. Burst veins fractured it, jagged and red. Hunter touched two fingers to the place, his father's heart softer now than it had ever been. Broken. Sturgeon strike, they said. It was September, and the sturgeon had jumped all summer.
That was author Taylor Brown reading from his latest novel, The River of Kings. The launch party for the book is Tuesday, March 21st at Borgie Nights in downtown Wilmington at 7 o'clock. Find more at whqr.org.